We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Open your Bibles with me tonight. Let's read from Galatians, the third chapter, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Now here the Apostle Paul gives us some insight into the fact that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now the curse of the law is found in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And it gives you the blessings first, then it gives you the curses. In fact, I think we ought to turn to that. It was mentioned in one of the other services, but I think if we go back to that, it'll help us see a greater depth in what we're saying here. Deuteronomy chapter 28. We'll not take time to read the whole thing, but I want to give you a few of the scriptures. Deuteronomy 28:1, it says, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Then it begins to say, you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of the ground, and everything that you do will be blessed. Now that's a blessing, isn't it? "If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God," then when you go through all of these blessings and God tells all the good stuff, then he comes down to verse 15, says, "But it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Then all of these blessings turn to curses. Now when the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that's exactly what he redeemed us from, the curse. He didn't redeem us from the blessing. I've met some folks that I believe they thought that he redeemed us from the blessing because they're always looking to suffer and always have a hard time and always be on just barely get along street. But no, we were redeemed from the curse. Christ redeemed us from the curse. He didn't redeem us from the blessing of the law. The blessing still belongs to us. But he redeemed us from the curse. Now, before we leave Deuteronomy, let's move on over to the 30th chapter. Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. "If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments, his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven to bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us to bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it." Now, get what he's saying here. You don't have to go to heaven to get this thing to work. You don't have to say it's way beyond our ability to obtain it. He said it is close to you as getting it in your mouth and in your heart. Now this is a major problem, I think, in the body of Christ, is that sometimes we think just because there's something said in the Bible or a promise in the Bible that it'll just come to us just because it's in the Bible. But it won't. All these blessings won't come to you just because they're in the Bible. Now someone said, but you see, this is under the old law. Well, it is under the old law. But you see, Christ redeemed us from the curse, those curses, But he didn't redeem us from the blessings, so those blessings still belong to us. They still come to us if we will be diligent to do what God said to do. Now notice he said it's not in heaven. This blessing he's talking about is not in heaven. It's here on earth. See, we don't need the blessing when we get to heaven. We need it here. Back up there to the 28th chapter again, and let's read verse 1. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do. Now, listen to what he says. If thou shalt hearken diligently. Now, I thought I knew what hearken meant. I thought it just meant to hear. But it means to hear intelligently, be obedient to, and declare. This Hebrew word is translated hearken. And then the word diligently means for, fast, wholly, completely, louder and louder. So what God is actually saying here, if you put it in the literal sense, he is saying, if you shall hear intelligently, begin to declare wholly, completely, far, fast, louder and louder what God has said, and observe to do this, you see. The power to do the Word of God is in the saying it. Now, I don't know whether you realize this or not. You remember when God told Joshua, don't let this book of the law depart out of your mouth, but meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. He said, don't let them depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. If you are not speaking God's word, if you're not saying what God said about you, are saying what God said you can do and what you can be, you will never do or be what God says you can be. That's the key to it. And he tells it to them here in this passage of Scripture, then to Joshua in Joshua 1:8, and then many other passages in the Bible reiterates that in one way or another. So, being redeemed from the curse. Now, as you read, and we'll not take time to go through all of this, but in the 28th chapter, verse 61, says, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou shalt be destroyed. In other words, if they didn't do and if they didn't observe, the diseases of Egypt would come upon them and all these plagues. And of course, it's somewhat unfortunate that it is translated that the Lord would bring these things upon them, because it really should have been in an allowing sense instead of a causative sense. You see, God is not the perpetrator of sickness and disease, but you see, his word was out. Now let me lay a foundation here where you can understand how to put these things in perspective when you read this in the Bible. That God sent all of this or brought all of this upon them. Now what would have happened if they would have obeyed the word of God? Would the sickness have come? No. Then when the sickness did come, it came because of their disobedience, didn't it? Then what caused it to come upon them? It was their disobedience, wasn't it? Now, God's word was out. God said, this is what's going to happen if you don't do it. So when they didn't do it, that's what happened. But it was not God putting it up on them, as it is translated here. God had to allow it to come because that's just the way it was. Now, what you need to realize, and I think this helped me more than anything else, when I began to see the fact that God said some things in his word not to cause it to happen, but to reveal to you what would happen. Now, I want to say that again. See, some of the things that Jesus said, they didn't happen just because Jesus said it, but it was that way, that's the reason he said it. Now, when you get a clear understanding of what God is saying here in the blessings and the curse, is the fact that the curses are out there, and if you get out from under the covenant of God's protection, the curses are going to hit you in the face. And when they got out from under it, the curses came. And it's unfortunate that it was translated that God did it,
because God's word was out. Now, it's like me saying to you, you know, if we were having a thunderstorm tonight, I say, man, it's raining outside hard. Don't go outside. And somebody says, I'm going to go see. And they come in soaking wet. And they say, look what Brother Capps did to me. Well, I just told you about it, man. I didn't do a thing to you. That's what God did. God told them what was going to happen if they go out there. And they went out there and the curses came. Then it got translated, God did it. Can you see that? Now, that'll help you get some things straightened out in your thinking. Now, see, there's people that get the idea that if we're redeemed from something, that means that there's no way that it could possibly come to us. See, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, in that the blessings would not turn to curses. Now, under this law, you had to keep it, brother. If you didn't keep it, the curses got you. I mean, they came, and they came like ugly on an ape, as somebody said. I mean, they covered you up. But Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. In other words, a better covenant. Change this thing.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Our offer all this week is offer number 7507. It's a 109-page paperback book. It's called How to Avoid Tragedy and Live a Better Life. Here are some of the chapter titles. Chapter 1 is called The Destroyer. The devil is called the destroyer. The scripture says the waster was created to destroy. Now, the devil was not the devil when he was created. He was created an archangel, and he fell. Iniquity was found in him. Chapter number 2 is the tree of life and death. Scripture says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. There's a scripture in Proverbs that says death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You need to find out whether you're speaking life or speaking death. There's so many people that speak, tickle me to death, laugh to thought of die, dying to go, gone die if I don't. Now, folks, that's unscriptural talk. The Bible says laughter or a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So it ought to tickle you to life, not tickle you to death. You ought to laugh till you knew you'd live forever, thank God. Chapter 4 is called Those That Oppose Themselves. If you don't get a hold of the Word of God and apply the Word of God in your life, you're opposing yourself. You're doing your own thing, and it's inviting tragedy. Chapter 5 is called The Right Foundation. You've got to build upon the right foundation. God's Word is the foundation. Chapter 6 is Wrong Thinking and Wrong Speaking. When you think wrong, you believe wrong. When you believe wrong, you talk wrong. And when you speak wrong and talk wrong, you're going to act wrong and you're going to do wrong things. Chapter 8 is your heart produces what you plant. The way you plant it is to say it. Jesus said, as you had faith as a seed, mustard seed, you would say. That's the way you plant the seed of faith. That's offer number 7507, 109-page paperback. For $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. Have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400. Or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.